Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, so imagine if this happened to you. You go out and you have that Amazon box. Okay, then you open the Amazon box, and it's not what you expected. Inside the box are 1,000 condoms. Yes.
I only expected 990.
Okay, Jolie Engelhart, she says she has no clue why they all just showed up.
Sure.
Okay. She says they were charged about $500 for the order, and she doesn't know how or why anybody was able to place this on her Amazon account. She called up Amazon. They said, oh, we're really sorry. You get to keep all the condoms. We don't want them back. Because you know, you can't return condoms.
Watermelon fight.
Okay. And so now she's sitting there with 1,000 condoms.
What do you do with them? You can't sell them on eBay. I mean, who's buying condoms off eBay?
Absolutely not.
You know, it just reminds me, Barry and I, years ago.
This is going to be a condom story about you and Barry. Yes. Hold on, let me buckle in.
So we were going through CVS, okay? And, you know, I like to prank him. You both know that. Mm-hmm. And so I was throwing some things into the cart. And so we get to the checkout, and I pick up and go, Lowrider magazine. We are not buying Lowrider magazine. Okay. And then there were plastic handcuffs.
Okay.
And I said to him, and everybody in the store is like, and you see his face just go red.
This is all stuff you would put in the cart.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Behind his back.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay.
So then the plastic handcuffs, I said, I held them up. I said, I don't know what you're thinking, but that is not happening. So then I picked out a box of extra, extra large condoms.
Okay. Of course.
At least you went that side of the spectrum.
And I said, are these big enough? Everybody, he still will never forget that story.
He didn't have like a witty comeback
no,
or a quip?
No, he didn't. He was just so shocked.
You got him good.
That would happen.
Oh, amazing. It's
just...
You got to keep doing it.
Never a dull moment with Kim.
You really do. And on that happy note, welcome to Kim Commando Today. It's our Friday Fun podcast here at the Commando Media Empire. And joining us, as always, we have our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Allie, what do you have on board for us today?
Well, we are going to learn all about passkeys. Maybe that sounds boring, but this is the reason that we're not going to have to use passwords anymore. Oh.
Before we learn all about passkeys, can we learn what passkeys are?
We sure will.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just feel, I feel so honored that you're going to share all that with us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. What do you have for us, Andrew?
The next wearable tech is AI, and they're coming for your cell phone.
Oh.
Okay, now who has the joke today?
That would be me. I think this is a pretty solid joke. I'm going to say this week, well, I'll give it an 8. I'm going for it.
Probably the 7th time she's already said today this is going to be a solid joke, so I'm actually kind of worried.
Okay. I am too now. You know when you oversell?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're better off saying, I think it's a 4.
This is going to be a wonker.
Okay, rewind. This joke is a 5.
Oh, okay, good.
Excellent. We're all looking forward to that. Okay, so I don't know if you've heard what's going on with Airbnb in New York City, but they basically, essentially have just shut it down. Okay. And so now people are looking for alternative ways to have rentals. And so what's popping up, and, you know, I've never really thought about this. I don't know. Maybe you guys have. Home swapping. Have you ever done that?
No.
Absolutely not.
And so I have some friends, Peter and Mary, and they do that. So they open up their house here in Phoenix, and they've stayed at, like, places in Paris, and they went to Bora Bora, and then they have people that just stay in their house. And they say it works every single time.
Is it always... Like the people in Bora Bora who live there are coming to their Phoenix house.
Exactly.
It's the same people every time.
Yes.
It's not like you just put it in a pool and then someone grabs it and you grab somebody else's.
Exactly. So like you're going to their house and then they're going to your house.
Gotcha.
Oh, so that's nice because there's like mutually assured destruction, right?
There's a relationship too.
That's a way to say it.
There is. And now they say there are dozens of options on Facebook. They have groups for like solo women over 50. Alums from specific universities that want to swap. They also have a home swapping network for vegans.
Sure. You don't want any of that meat juice laying around the house.
No leather couches.
Oh, that too.
Meat juice.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
Why? Can I ask a stupid question? Why is Airbnb shutting down in New York?
Because of all the taxes and the rules and regulations and hotels and bureaucracy and laws.
Money.
And, yes.
So financially, they just can't make it work in the largest city in the country.
They can, but they're getting too much pushback from all the hotels and you know, everything else that's happening in New York.
Well, then you look at all the stories in California with Airbnb where people are checking in on a Tuesday and checking out 4.5 years later.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that?
Real the worst piece of work.
Story okay. I've ever seen.
Well, you have to tell everybody this story in case they haven't seen it.
There was a guy who rented out his guest house for an Airbnb. Woman comes in. She books, I think, like a 5-month stay. So it was going to be a long-term rental. And then after 5 months, she extends it by a couple of weeks. And then after that, she just stops communicating with him. And he's like, hey, you got to get out of here. You know, you're not paying. Our contract is over. And she will not leave. And the courts are siding with her and allowing her to stay.
Because there's no occupancy license for that guest house.
Correct.
And so she's just hanging out there. Now, apparently she's done this before.
Yeah, right before she moved in, she did it before. She's been there for, what, 15 months?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay. And this guy's like, my life is so altered and affected because Airbnb won't even help me get her out of there.
No, because he communicated with her off the platform. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a problem. You know, I used to have 3 Airbnbs in Hawaii.
Okay.
And I had one guy who every day would say the TV didn't work. Okay. So I'd send over Hui. That was the guy in Maui.
Your handy guy.
Yeah. And he'd go over and he'd call me and say, Kim, the TV works. Okay. Next day, TV doesn't work. So I'm like, Hui, are you sure? Okay. Next day, guy says, TV. Okay, what he wanted at the end of his stay, he wanted a full refund because he said the TV didn't work.
He had all his evidence that the TV didn't work.
He had the paper trail.
Man. Okay.
You know what? I fought that one.
Good.
And the other one, too, is I had a couple stay there for 30 days. Okay, at the end of their stay, I thought they were lovely.
Sure.
At the end of their stay, they said, oh, we want 2 weeks back.
Why?
Because there was a storm on Maui.
Yes.
And there, whenever there's a storm on Maui, this is like a little safety tip, is that you don't go in the ocean.
Okay.
Okay. Because all the stuff comes off of the mountains and you don't want to do that. And then it also goes up on the beaches. So what the Maui County typically does is that they clean off the beaches first for like the big resorts. And then they get to homes.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Okay. So
take care of tourism first.
Yes. So next door, the Kealani was all clear. But in front of my place, it was all messy.
Why didn't you send Hui out there to clean it all up?
No, I sent him next door to the Kealani.
He was fixing the TV.
Yes. So I saw him. I sent the tent. I said, go over to the Kealani. You know, it's a public beach, you know, in Hawaii. So anyway, so he wanted 2 weeks. So, you know, it's a hassle. Mm.
I need to know. I need resolution. What happened? Did you say no? Did you give him a week?
I said no. I didn't give him anything.
All right, good.
You know me.
Did you get a bad review?
I think I did. What?
Could not control the weather.
Gosh, she's good.
Unbelievable.
So Home Exchange costs $220 a year for you to try it. Another one's called HomeLink, and their memberships are at $115 a month, and then you get a 30-day free trial. So what people are doing is that they're joining these like Home Exchange networks and then befriending people and then doing deals with them offline.
Sure. So you save yourself some money.
Which always makes sense. So would you, now that you know about it, would you actually try it?
No. I don't want people in my house.
No? How about you?
I'm not really grossed out by that. I'm not, like, bothered by it. I would try it.
You have a kid's bed in your bedroom. No one's going to want to be at your house.
Oh, that's
true. Because you have a very tiny, non-human bed.
I recently revealed a big fact to Andrew. So when my husband and I moved to New York, our bedroom was so small that we could only fit a full-size bed. And we still sleep in a full-size bed.
Two humans.
Do you really?
Two human adults in a full-size bed. We don't mind it.
The only people who are going to want to swap with you are the ones that live in a hut or a cave.
Okay. We could get a nice single person.
I can't believe you have a twin-size bed or a full-size bed.
We do. Okay. Twin.
Whatever.
Twin? Oh, yeah, like that's crazy to think.
It could be this. It's about the same size.
What are we talking about? 2 inches?
All right. So, Andrew, what do you got?
Are we do my news story here? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, that's what we're doing.
So the big companies are coming after the cell phones with the AI wearable tech. So I don't know if I would do this. Probably not. Whether it's a necklace, a pendant, a pin, whatever they're going to try and sell you, glasses. It's going to monitor audio and video your entire life from wake up to go to sleep and even while you're sleeping.
Okay.
It's going to record and catalog all the information. The companies are all saying it's not like there's going to be transcripts of your life, but it is going to create a profile of who you are, who you've talked to, what you're doing, the things you've said. So whether it's in transcript form or however how this AI speaks, it's all going to be there. And then it's going to transfer it to your cell phone. And then you're going to be able to communicate through your cell phone. Hey, last night when Barry and I were talking in the kitchen, how much did he say that car was going to cost? And the AI will be able to answer the question.
And the AI will say, and you said, no way.
This is like AI leads to divorce. Nobody needs to recreate their fights.
No,
it's too much information that's being recorded. And it's just like Amazon, right? Amazon says they don't listen. They don't listen all the time. They just listen for you to say a specific word, but they have to listen all the time to hear
exactly.
You say that specific word. But the real interesting part of the article I read about this is that it's going to be companies like Amazon and companies that do not make smartphones, because they want you to get your dependence off of the smartphone and using their technology instead.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yes.
This would have to take a long time to retrain people to talk to a button on their shirt instead of into their phone.
Well, you know, I interviewed the inventor of the cell phone.
Okay. Cooper. Ted cell phone?
Yes.
Great guy.
Really wonderful. Anyway, so he says that we're going to have the cell phone embedded like in our head, like behind our ears.
Oof.
Like, so it'd be right there.
Some of the pendants actually have projectors so that you could then hit a button on your wearable device to put a screen on the table.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
How you would interact. That's pretty futuristic.
It's
like
happening.
Something embedded in your head.
It's going
to
happen.
It would solve the problem of all of us looking like dorks talking to our phones, like holding it out in front of our faces.
I do envy the people who walk through city streets, malls, stores on FaceTime and with not a care in the world to anyone else in their proximity.
You know, I saw that this morning. I was at AJ's getting some iced tea, and this gal came in. She was 20-something, and she has on her wired headphones. Okay.
Of course.
And she's doing FaceTime and just, you know, having a full conversation and like, I'll have a latte. Okay. So anyway.
Right. Not a care in the world.
Envy is not my feeling when I see that. It's one of those, like, I always say that I'm not going to get in an accident because I'm texting, because I don't do that. I will get in an accident because I see someone else texting and I'm so mad that I'm watching them text.
I can't believe you're doing that.
But people FaceTime in the car. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But to have the they don't care about anything else on the planet other than themselves.
They are.
To do something. I wish I had that in me.
You
but
don't.
I don't.
No, you don't.
Would you embed a cell phone behind your ear?
No.
Now, why?
Because I still like to be able to turn things off every once in a while. And if it's embedded, you know, I feel like I'll be playing Wordle all the time.
While you're sleeping?
Yes. Come out. Snail. It was it. Okay. That was yesterday.
The word. Yeah, that was the word yesterday.
You know why? Because yesterday, my first word is always stern.
Okay.
And then after that.
Oh, you're pretty good then.
And then after that, I got snail. And Barry, and I'm like, look, I just got snail. And Barry's like, oh, well, you know, that, whatever. I'm like, that's a big deal.
Have you ever gotten in one? I've never gotten in one.
No.
I wanted so badly to get it in one.
No.
My first word
play?
Is stare.
Stare?
S-T-A-R-E. You get two vowels knocked out of the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
No, I gave up on Riddle long ago.
Later is also a good one.
No, later's. There's the cheat where you could do stare, cloud, pinky.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, and it's like 80% of the letters in the alphabet.
Oh, wow.
Stare, cloud, pinky.
Mm-hmm. Try that tomorrow.
Well, I will try that.
You're welcome. That's my tip. I'm done.
I'm out of here. I got to go. All right, what do you got for us, Al?
We are going to talk about passwords. Well, I'm going to teach Andrew and you listening what a passkey is.
Please.
And the reason that we care about this is because it means we can get rid of having a password for every single account.
Love that.
Why is this a big deal? We, as a people, are really bad at passwords. I think we know that from all the lists we see of, like, you know, everybody who uses password as their password. But, okay, this is a recent study. 52% of people have 5 or fewer passwords for all of their logins. So just repeating the same passwords for everything, yikes. 45% of people use a password that is 10 years old or more. Those have been in a data breach, I guarantee it. And 50% of people who use shared passwords. So like, say me and Kim have an account that we use together for something for work. They use that password for other accounts too. So a lot of people make bad password decisions. And so that's why.
I make bad password decisions.
We all do. And you're the digital goddess, right?
I have a password story. I tried to get onto my kids' Disney Plus and I didn't know the password. So I had to create a new one. And then it says create a new one. So I put one in that I commonly use, probably use for 50 other things.
Sure.
And it said you've already used that in the last 6 months. 7 attempts later, I finally got a password that I hadn't used in the last 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
That's how bad this is.
So wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to deal with passwords, right?
Yes.
I'm like praying for the end of passwords. And that's what passkeys are. So the reason this is in the news, Google just said that passkeys are going to be the default sign-in option across Google accounts. Okay, what is a passkey? Essentially, instead of having to type in a password, big tech companies, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, a bunch of others, they got together and they said, okay, let's make something that we can all agree is the new standard. It is called FIDO, Fast Identity Online. They formed the FIDO Alliance. And so basically, a passkey is this credential. It could be your fingerprint. It could be your face. It's some kind of biometric in general that is then stored on your device to unlock, you know, whatever you want. So say you set up passkeys with your Apple account, Kim. That means you can open up any app, anything that supports passkeys with just your fingerprint or your face.
Nice.
So it makes it so much easier to get into stuff. And it's also safer, right? Because you're not using all these passwords that, yeah, you probably have 50 other accounts with them that can be hacked, that can be broken. So it's a lot safer. So you can do this in Google now if you're a Google person. Basically, you sign into your Google account and then you can set up a passkey that's linked to your device. You don't have to do two-step verification for anything anymore. You just use your fingerprint or your face, depending on your device. So go to your Google account. You can just go to Google and sign in. You can go to Gmail, whatever. And there's a button that says get passkeys. So they are really pumping it up right now. So if you get a pop-up for this from Google, yeah, that's just go through the process.
Let's say I'm trying to log into Hulu at my neighbor's house.
Yes.
Then I go and log in. And how would I use this setup to log in at his house?
Don't. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sorry. We really don't recommend
that. That would kind of be my advice in general. At least make sure you sign out, unless you don't care if your neighbor has your Hulu. But think about this for stuff that you access on your phone or your computer, and that's kind of your personal account that you want access to, and you don't really want other people to be able to access.
So it wouldn't work in that example.
I wouldn't use it, no.
Okay.
I would just do, especially the streaming ones have that little handy scan the QR code now, and you can.
So nice.
Oh my gosh. So nice.
Although you just said something, Allie, that, you know, 10 years ago, I don't think you ever would have thought that that sentence would have come out of your mouth.
What'd I say?
When you want to give your neighbor your Hulu.
Hey, you don't know what I was up to 10 years ago.
They're really old Hulu, if you know what I mean.
Oh, here comes the email about the Hulu.
You can set this up on an iPhone, too, so it's not just Google. This all happens through the iCloud keychain. So iCloud keychain, which has always saved your passwords, instead of it being passwords it saves, it's just going to be that biometric stuff. So any there are lots of different things that, you know, can work with your iPhone, so no more passwords. Use your face.
Do you feel empowered now?
I still feel like I'm going to have a password.
Well, you will have to have some passwords. And you certainly have to have a master password on your account, right? Your Google account needs a password. But it means
less passwords.
All the other things, yeah, you won't really need
one. You still have to have a password.
I want a password.
Stop whining. It's unattractive.
All right.
All right, coming up, Allie, you're going to talk about maps. Is that right? Map history?
I sure am. I'm going to tell you, if you want to go somewhere and you don't want your maps or somebody else to see where you went,
there you
it.
Go. Yeah. And Andrew, what do you have coming up as a tip?
Entertainment.
Gosh.
He's still mad about the password.
I still ticked off.
If you want to know, put in your password.
That's it. So stay right where you are.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, we're so thrilled that you're joining us here for Kim Komando today, because it is your weekly fun podcast. So this is on Fridays. Monday through Thursday is the Kim Komando Show podcast. And I actually have a letter in our listener mail. Somebody wrote and said they skim through Monday through Thursday, but they listen to the entire Friday one. Yes. I was like, oh, that hurts my heart. Why did you do that? All right. So here's the deal. You get the podcast. What that means is that you need to get the newsletters, the free newsletters. Okay.
Does a newsletter need a password?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm in.
Just your email address. That's it. And we're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. Okay, so right now we have about 600,000 emails that we send out every single day. And so what exactly is in the email? Every single morning, Maddie and I go through all the different news sites so that this way there's only like 8 snippets. And these are like the top news stories. And then we also have a top story. Then we have device advice. And then there's a meme at the end. These are fabulous. You're going to love them. Do you get the newsletters, Andrew?
Of course. Of course.
Nope, he doesn't. And Allie and I really work hard on these every single day.
Perhaps you could support our work, Andrew. Go to getkim.com.
I absolutely will.
Good one, Allie. Just saying. I mean, we let you in and everything. All right. So that's getkim.com. Once again, getkim.com. All right. So I wrote this thing for the newsletters and also I put on the website is that we're all talking about the war, right? Mm-hmm. Israel, Gaza, and the images, the videos, the stories, it's just horrific. And so I put an alert out, and then also, as I mentioned, I put it all on the website so that if you are scrolling on your Facebook and you don't want those videos to play automatically, that you can actually say, unless I hit play, then I get to see the videos. On Instagram, you can set sensitive content. On TikTok, you can put it in restricted mode. And then on YouTube, you can also have sensitive settings as well. What is interesting to me is that Israel has pretty much required that anybody under the age of 18 remove all social media.
Wow.
Because they say that the images are just too horrific. So if you're listening or watching and if you maybe want to set this for your kids or whatever it may be or for yourself, we have all the steps over at commando.com. Okay. Now, moving on to you, Segue Entertainment.
Ooh.
Yes.
Professional segue.
Did you notice that?
Barely.
Okay.
I was looking for a movie with my kids the other night. And normally if I want to find a movie, because, you know, I have all the streaming devices.
Everything.
Hulu by my neighbor and everything else. I used an app called Just Watch.
Love that.
Love it.
And you put in the name and it tells, and you can tell it everything that you have, what you use to stream, and it'll tell you if you can get it for free or not. But then I was like, what if I don't know the name of the movie? If I have a vague idea of what it's about? I actually found a website where you can either put in what you think the movie's about or a movie you'd like to see. I'd love to see a romantic comedy with Jim Carrey that was from the 90s. And the AI will take that and it will get you a list of results. It's called MovieWiser.com.
Oh, nice.
And you get a list of results. It gives you a user rating. It also ranks them out how close it is to what you actually typed in the prompt. And then when you click on it, it tells you where it streams. It tells you where you can rent it. It tells you where you can buy it.
So have you used it to find a movie?
Yeah, we wanted to find a family movie to watch, and we ended up watching Super Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Love it.
So it was a family movie, you know, that's for kids, whatever, cartoon, whatever we ended up putting in the prompt.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. I could go for a Halloween movie that's a little spooky but not gory.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
You absolutely will get results.
What is that movie? I was trying
Hocus
to explain.
Hocus Pocus.
No, not that one. The one that everybody's watching, I think on Netflix, and they say it is the scariest movie they've ever seen.
I can't help
scary
you.
Movies. No.
No. I get scared at trailers during football games for movies. I'm like, I'm muted and I'm an adult.
Yeah, I'm not a scary movie gal.
Oh, I don't want to see it. I'm thinking
if you want to avoid it.
Yes, exactly. All right. So what do you got, Al?
All right. There might be some reasons you want to go somewhere and you don't want your Maps app to keep track of it. I'm not judging your life. Your neighbor, your Huluing, anything that you're doing. And honestly, in some cases, it's because you don't want it to keep popping up a million times, right?
Exactly.
It's so annoying. Like, I've gone somewhere one time. Maybe it's like I'm meeting somebody from OfferUp to go buy something. Now that person's address is in my visited locations forever. And it's just like, no, I don't want to go there again. So you can change this. And essentially, you're going in incognito mode like you might do on your browser. So in Google Maps, you just click your little profile picture and there's something that says turn on incognito mode. So that means it doesn't get saved to your history, which can be, you know, helpful for a lot of reasons. Also for, you know, embarrassment's sake, maybe you went somewhere and the next time you get in your car and plug in your phone, you don't want the passenger to see Andrew was at the, you know, the rash doctor or, you know, wherever. You know, it says rash doctor on the thing.
Sure. Dr. Rash.
That's actually a different thing. And then if you use Waze, just so you know, your username and other things might just be on like a publicly available map that your friends can see where you went. This is, you can go invisible. So again, you're going to go into settings and then privacy, go invisible. And in Apple Maps, you can go back in time and wipe your history of where you've been.
Yeah, you can just simply slide, you know.
Yep, super easy. Swipe over
swipe
the place.
Swipe is the word I was looking for.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, swipe over the place and then you can say clear.
You know what? That's all great stuff. As a matter of fact, if you would like to have 9 more map tricks, I included that in the piece for the Daily Mail. I write for the Daily Mail. Do you know that?
I did. You told me last week and you told me the week before and then I saw the billboard outside.
You know, it's just a massive website.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I check it 4 times a day. I love Daily Mail.
Well, there's a story that they have coming out and he's been holding it. My editor there, but it's about women that have like those fake dolls, reborn dolls. Have you seen those?
Oh, what is this? Like a baby?
Yes.
Yes.
We have to show you. We'll have to show you a picture.
They creepy? Are incredibly realistic yes. little silicone babies.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Some of them cost like $22,000.
Holy buckets.
Yes, a lot. All right. So anyway, I digress. But coming up, I'm going to be talking about the MGM cyber attack. Do you know how much they lost?
Can I guess?
Yes.
$850.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to guess.
No, go ahead. You guess. As you say.
You want me to just say how much that was? $100 million.
$100 million.
In one weekend.
Well, it was really the whole month. Occupancy was down like 88% because nobody could book.
Yes, that's true too. That is. So we'll be talking about that. And then you have a tech life upgrade, right, Al?
I do. We're going to talk a little bit about like fitness and health tracking with tech. What matters, what doesn't, what you should ignore.
I stopped wearing my Apple Watch. Remember when I bought an Apple Watch and you said... Yeah, you were taking guesses on how long I would wear it.
Yeah.
And
how accurate was I?
You were right on. I was all excited about it. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to have it forever. I'm always going to wear it. And Andrew's like, I give it 2 weeks. That's it. I just give it 2 weeks.
I have an Apple Watch that in my drawer. I never wear it either.
No.
Mm-mm. Amazing.
All right. And we have a great joke at the end.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, so this is Kim Komando today. We also have another podcast called The Daily Tech Update. Do you get that podcast too, Andrew?
Yeah, I get it right with the newsletter. They come at the exact same time every single day.
I thought so. That's pretty amazing.
And I have this very elaborate bells and lights thing that goes off in my house to make sure I know that they're available.
Yes, and so you enjoy The Daily Tech Update.
The kids and I gather around the fire and we all listen to the podcast and read the newsletter together.
Do you take turns reading?
Normally I read because, you know, she's only 6.
Yeah.
So the big word.
But that's how she learned to read, from the newsletter.
We should put that in the reviews.
There's a review. We do. My 6-year-old daughter.
We taught her
how to read by reading the Komando newsletter. All right. So if you're not getting the newsletters, go to Get Kim. If you're not getting the podcast, just search for Komando and just check all the boxes. All right. So MGM Resorts. You know how they got hacked is it was through social engineering. Mm-hmm. Somebody called the help desk to pretend that they could get through and they needed this and they got somebody's credentials and then the rest is history. So, you know, Larry Flint's Hustler Club in Las Vegas, it's a very big philanthropic operation in Las Vegas. They are now saying that if you were hacked, they want to help you out. Okay.
How Amazing. Could they possibly help?
Just you wait.
They have, they're offering, if you were hacked, free luggage storage.
That's fair. That's very kind.
Okay. Free airport pickups.
Ooh.
That's a lot of money saved right there.
Nice. A complimentary $1,200 platinum VIP membership.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a membership, make sure it's a VIP.
And free all-you-can-eat lap dances.
All-you-can-eat lap dances? I don't know if...
See, you thought I was going to say buffet.
I was hoping.
And in case you're wondering, you can't call up Larry Flint's Hustler. What the heck is this called?
Hustler Club?
Yeah, you can't call it up. Call him up and say, you know what? I was hacked. I was hacked.
Twice, actually.
Crazy.
Once by a blonde, once by a brunette.
All right. So we have a lot of listener mail. I mean, look at all this.
That's a stack.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a stack. And some of them, well, like this one, I don't know. Here. Hey, Andrew, why don't you read this one?
All right.
You can read that one.
That's a lot of words. You want me to read the whole thing here?
Well, you can cut to the chase.
Thanks for the tips on improving my smile for pictures. Back in the fourth grade, many years ago, we students were gathered in the school auditorium for pictures of each individual classroom. When we kids were all set, the photographer said, "Okay, everyone say prunes." All of my classmates got the joke and laughed, but I did not. And I obediently said, "Prunes." So in the official picture, everyone else is sporting great smiles while I have an expression on my face.
That is so funny.
That's hilarious.
Prunes. Okay, how about this one? What's up, Commando? With all the emoticons in the newsletter, are you in seventh grade?
Seriously.
You always have some good tips, but you just bury them in useless, crapless stuff.
OMG WTF.
We don't call them emoticons anymore, friend.
That's true.
That's good. This daily thing could be cut by 50%. And let me tell you.
What?
50% of the newsletter is emojis?
Wait, he says, this daily thing could be cut back by 50%, Kim Commando, and still be too incredibly long.
Whoa.
Ouch.
How would we teach children to read?
I love when someone uses your own name as an insult towards you.
Kim Commando.
Kim Commando. Okay, this is nice about Allie. I don't know if there's any relation, but Seligman, Arizona was originally a railroad town owned by, but never visited by, Joseph Seligman.
There is no relation. It's my married name. But so early into the pandemic, when my husband and I were a little bit stir crazy in the house, we decided let's drive up to Seligman, Arizona. Let's see it. We did. Lovely little town. We wore shirts that said Seligman that I had purchased for our anniversary once. And my husband declared it the dorkiest thing we had ever done, which
dorky.
It was.
It was pretty dorky.
But it was fun.
Let's see. Here's some. Then we also had people who said, we also told everybody that if you use the word simp in a review, that you would get an official Kim Commando Show ball cap. Okay,
Andrew, can you remind us what simp means? If
simp
anyone
is
missed
someone,
it,
you do whatever they say. You're weak to that person. You are absolutely in love.
Okay, so SP Josh S says simping here.
Simping here. Okay, it's a verb.
The sphere should pay you for advertising. I want to go now.
They really should.
We all want to go.
The sphere is phenomenal.
We should use that in our pitch to them.
Yes. Okay, and I like this one. He also says Ellie's voice is great. Ellie.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
It's pronounced Ellie May.
Ellie May.
Thank you, Josh.
Here's the guy. I only half listened to the podcast Monday through Thursday. Trout 13.
Come on, Trout.
I'm a commando simp. That was from Doug in Pennsylvania.
Did you pick out a winner for the ball cap?
Not yet.
All right.
We have to do it randomly.
We will.
That's true. Got to make it fair.
We'll put them in a pile and pull one out.
Let's see. I like this one. Viper Van Man or something like that. My wife and I listen to you guys on road trips. I listen to the radio faithfully every weekend, and my wife calls you my Saturday morning mistress.
Ooh,
that's a simp right there.
That is a simp.
Always learning something. I'm a simp, Kim. Great show. I've become a simp.
Oh.
Entertaining, informative. Plus, you learn things you had no idea existed, like simp.
This is incredible.
Thank you from a simp. I'm a simp for your show.
Now, I'm looking at your stack of papers there.
Yes.
And I see that these all have stars above them.
Oh, they're all 5 stars.
Yeah, they're all 5 stars.
You don't simp and give less than 5 stars.
But wait. Those are reviews. Those aren't emails.
Right.
Yeah, those are
told us last week that this podcast had no reviews.
I know. It was my fault.
Okay.
Because I didn't go check the reviews.
You just assumed there was none?
There was none. I just... No, nobody did anything. Okay. And I actually think it takes a while for Apple and the rest to put the reviews up.
Yeah, how long has this podcast been up? Only a couple of days, right?
You know what, Andrew?
Gosh, always give me a hard time. Sorry. All right, just for that, here's one for you.
Okay.
Ooh.
So nice to have Andrew back on the air with you.
Aww.
You guys have such a great relationship. But I remember watching the show, and Andrew would always wear an Arizona Cardinals baseball cap.
Narrator, he's wearing one right now.
Wait, and shorts.
He's wearing them right now.
Is this still his man style now that he is a man with children? Scott in Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, of course. Why would I change? It's about comfort. No one can see us.
Okay,
that camera's barely recording anything.
Hello, YouTube.
We live in Arizona. I will wear shorts until, I don't know, January 28th. And then I'll wear pants for 2 days and go back to shorts.
I remember Barry used to call him like, used to tell you, like, put on big boy pants.
All the time.
It's time for you to wear. Because it's like, you know, Prince William's kids, they have to all wear shorts until they get to, like, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that certain age, too. I think it's going to be 75, 80.
Something like that. All right. Finally, last one we have for Allie.
Okay.
This is really a nice email. Okay. As a woman CEO for a public company, it's wonderful to see you obviously mentoring Allie. She appears to be bright and appreciative, as well as respectful of your own accomplishments. But I'm curious, how do you handle telling her how to do better? Because her generation needs a lot of positive affirmations. Okay, Sue.
Those millennials.
Sue in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, Sue.
How do you handle that?
How do you handle that, Kim?
How do I handle it, Allie?
With kid gloves?
No, she handles it very well. I will also say, I don't think the snowflake millennial thing is true for everybody.
No.
Kim is very open and honest with me. She's very clear about feedback. I don't think, we've never had a problem with it.
No.
Kim is always just really direct with me and it works.
And it's easy to take that kind of stuff if you know that it's business, it's for your benefit, and it's not personal.
Yeah.
A lot of people take that stuff, even at work, personal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And all they're doing is messing with themselves.
One thing that Kim has taught me that helps is that Allie on the air, right, is Allie on the air. Allie is a human person, different person. So yes, I'm still myself here, but in some ways.
You're not walking around going, let me tell you about pass keys.
Well, actually I am. That's why I don't have any friends.
You know, it's like people would ask me, like, when you go to parties, like, do you introduce yourself as like, hi, I'm the digital goddess?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes, I want everyone to think I'm the worst. No, you don't like, it's a different thing. So no, I think I'm so thankful for everything that
you do
for me, Kim, truly. And you always do it with kindness and respect. And so, of course.
You suck up. That's how you get the relationship built.
That's how you do it. That's
thinking. Good thinking.
You know, there was this gal that worked for us, and she came into me, and she worked in probably in the marketing side of things. Oh, she did. She worked in the marketing side of things. And she came to me, and she said, you know, I really enjoy working for you. And as a woman in a career, she said, you know, I aspire to do things. And she said, but the way that you are dealing with me, I don't like. And I, like, you know, I have an open door policy.
Sure.
And I said, you know, so what's the problem? She says, well, you know, like, and she has like this email she printed. She's like, you know, you told me like the way that I wrote this, it should be more towards a person with like 2 kids and we want to redo the copy. And after you redo it, send it back to me. And I looked at it. I thought, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty nice email. She said, no, that was wrong. What she wanted me to do every single time was to actually go to her and say, hi, thank you so much for bringing your skills to the company. This is so wonderful that you're here. And that email that you wrote, I know it was a good try, but I think you can do better. I think you can. You know why? Because you have it in you.
Who has the time?
Yeah, this takes too much time.
I think Sue should hear. How old was this person? Like, how old would this person be now?
She's probably, I bet you she's mid-30s now.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. And so I asked her. After she gave me all that, I said, really? She said, yes, that's called a positive sandwich. And I need you to give me a positive sandwich whenever you're correcting me. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? This is not the place for you then. This is just, just
Life this is... isn't Subway okay. or Blimpies. Okay. There's no positive sandwiches.
No.
I would like it the other way. Just get it done. This is the way. Like I said, it's not personal. It's business. This is what needs to be done. Okay.
Get it done.
Yeah. Done.
All right. Speaking of getting it done, we have to move on with this podcast because Allie has a tech life upgrade. And, you know, we're giving her like the whole segment. I mean, she has a joke at the end,
joke.
Too. What's going on here?
This All right. is what sucking up gets you. More airtime.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Hey, so it's Kim Komando today, and you just heard all these fabulous reviews, but we didn't ask anybody to give us a review, right?
No.
They should be giving us reviews. So wherever you get your podcast, you want to scroll down, and it's going to say write a review. How much longer should we have the whole simp thing going?
I think you got to go through October, right? Give everybody the opportunity to get the simp name in there?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think that's great.
Yeah, and so what we want you to do is to leave us a great 5-star review and use the word simp. In a sentence.
You can use it incorrectly, correctly. It doesn't matter. The word simp just needs to
just
be in there.
Just has to be in there. And then you qualify. You could win an official Kim Komando Show ball cap. That is just priceless.
Oh, yes.
I wore one on my walk the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it helped you.
Did
you walk
I was faster? I was stronger. I was happier.
See?
Thinner.
It just happens when you wear that cap. That's why you don't want to wear the Cardinals cap, okay?
Yeah, I'm depressed, sad, fatter. It's just the worst.
You don't want that. All right, Allie, save us. Give us a tech life upgrade.
Well, speaking of, yeah. So one thing, Andrew, you weren't really around for this, but one thing during the pandemic, Kim... And then it passed on to me. She became very interested in walking a lot.
Oh, yeah. Right? I walk a lot.
So much.
Yes.
And so Kim was doing all this walking. And I was like, well, I want to walk. And so I started walking all the time. And we always hear this 10,000 steps number, right? Do you know the trick about that? It's just an arbitrary number.
Really? It's just a goal to be set to be accomplished?
It was to sell pedometers.
Okay. Yeah, back in like the 60s in Japan.
It works, though. I mean, you definitely say, I've heard people say, I get in my 10,000.
Oh, right. Everybody knows that. Yeah. Well, it turns out the 10,000 isn't necessarily what we need to aim for, which I think is a good thing because, yeah, I like to get my 10,000 steps. But if that feels overwhelming and like there's no way I could do that, you don't have to. One study, so researchers looked at 17 different studies to see, okay, what actually makes a difference for people? 4,000 steps a day reduces your risk of dying from any cause.
4,000?
Yeah.
That's good.
Including cardiovascular disease. Every 1,000 steps you add, your mortality risk goes down by 15%. So yeah, it gets better, but even that 4,000 steps is good, right? What about if you have a smartwatch or phone that tracks it for you? How accurate is it? Depends, right? Probably not that accurate. All of these things are in some ways on an algorithm. It's guessing how tall you are. It's guessing how far you walk. Yes, it uses GPS, but I don't know. The way Kim takes a step and Andrew takes a step, totally
different, right? Yeah. I usually skip more often. That's true.
Sure. Yeah. So you're getting, you know, triple the steps.
Is it overshooting what you're really doing or is it undershooting what you're really doing?
That depends. And I definitely see both people saying, you know, I use this and it undershoots. Really, I think in general, the built-in one on your phone will undershoot what you're doing, which is probably better,
right?
You don't want to think, oh, I did my 4,000. You've really gone like 1,000 steps.
You just walked to the fridge and back.
Yeah, exactly. But one thing that I have found a lot more useful is instead of just measuring something like steps is measuring time. Because another thing that we know from science is good for our bodies is, I'm going to get a little bit in the dorky like science health stuff. So zone 2 cardio. Have we heard this term before?
No.
Yes.
Okay. So it's essentially moderate, right? It's like me and Kim are out on a walk and yeah, we're breathing a little bit hard, but we can still have a conversation. Maybe we're not singing to our playlist, but we can talk. That's zone 2. You, at a minimum, every human person should be getting like 2 hours of that a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So think about that maybe in like 30-minute walks or 15-minute walks that you're doing across the week. That to me is a little bit easier to track than like, oh, did I hit my exact steps today?
Yeah, because you know what? If you're just walking around the block, it's just flat and you're just having a nice stroll.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Okay, there's not a lot going on in there.
So get your Kim Komando podcast, listen to us, turn it up, and you know, get yourself walking out there a little faster. One other thing that I want you to watch out for, you know, that calories burned thing it shows.
Yeah.
Those are not accurate.
No?
Not at all. Oh, no. Again, algorithms, right? Every single person's body is going to burn things differently. You know, me and Kim could do the exact same things, eat the exact same stuff. It's going to be different in both of our bodies. Those generally overshoot by quite a bit, especially if you're working out, you know, moving a lot. And so I'm sure we've all had those people that like, I just can't lose any weight.
Mm.
Well, they're probably eating back all those, you know, thinking I'm burning so much. And so
it's so annoying. Like I was on my Peloton this morning because I woke up late and I figured, you know, so instead of going for like a 45 minute or hour walk, I can get on my Peloton for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I look down and it's like 205 calories. I'm like, that's like a glass of wine. Seriously. Okay.
I know.
Like six pieces of gum.
Yeah. I'm like, meanwhile, like, you know, the sweat's pouring off me.
Right.
You know, and then Barry comes in. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I looked at him and said, I'm knitting a blanket.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Isn't this the antenna? I'm trying to get channel 10 on the TV.
Exactly.
Okay. And then one more that can be a little tricky, sleep. All of these things track our sleep. And I think people get into trouble because they do the old, you know, you're laying there at 2 a.m. like, oh, my sleep score is going to be so bad. Stop tracking your sleep if that is you. If it's making your sleep worse because you're so obsessed with what your number is going to be, don't do it. Because those things are also not very accurate. There are the ones that are like built into a mattress or, you know, the rings. Those work a little bit better. But your Fitbit, your Apple Watch, it probably is. It's just kind of guessing when you're awake and when you're asleep. So don't bet the farm on that.
But do you really need to track your sleep? I mean, you know, you wake up, you know whether or not you had a good
sleep. Did it.
Well, and it's interesting because I've actually heard, I was listening to it was some science podcast, and he was talking about if you wake up and immediately look at it, you're going to feel like whatever those numbers tell you. So if it's like, hey, your sleep was awful last night, you're going to feel worse. But if you just let yourself wake up and start your day and don't look at it, well, you might not be impacted by that number at all. So I always wait. I don't look at my sleep right in the morning anyway.
You know, that military trick that was going viral.
Yes.
That I do. Did you hear about that? Mm. Did you see that? It's where, like, if you're having trouble, like, you wake up and then you need to get back to sleep. It's like you count down from, like, 75 to 74. 73, 80, 70. You know what? And I'm telling you, that little thing works.
It puts you to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like counting sheep, basically.
No, it's just counting down. And I think there's probably something that your brain does. I'm not sure what it is. But you know, so we're in the new house. It's like 2:34, the alarm goes off. 4:30 last night, the alarm goes off.
You set your alarm for 2:34?
No, the house alarm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, not me.
Like, what a weird time to wake up.
I got up at 2:34.
She's got to get in those steps.
I got 2 minutes to make coffee. I have 33 seconds to take a shower.
And then I am out. So, you know, but then I go back to sleep. So, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so you have the joke. You say it was
a five.
It was an eight. Now you said it's a five.
This joke is a five.
Okay.
All right. This joke is a five. Okay. An Amish boy and his father were visiting a mall for the very first time, and they were amazed by almost everything they saw, but especially these two shiny silver walls that moved apart and then slid back together. And the boy said, "What is that, father?" And the father, who had never seen an elevator, said, "Son, I have never seen that in my life. I don't know what it is." And so they're watching in amazement, and an old lady in a wheelchair rolls up to the moving walls and presses a button. The walls open, the lady rolls in to a small room. The walls close, the father and son look at each other, and they watch the little circular numbers light up. And they keep watching, and then it gets to the last number, and then begins lighting up in the reverse order. Finally, the walls open up, and a gorgeous 24-year-old blonde woman steps out. And the father, not taking his eyes off of this woman, says quietly to his son, "Go get your mother."
All right, that was good.
That's pretty good.
And you can't offend the Amish. They'll never hear this.
No.
Although when the emergency alert.
Oh, my gosh, I saw that.
All the guys with secret phones got busted.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Wasn't that funny? All right, so this is our end of our podcast, which means that, you know, a couple of things. Number one is you need to get the podcast, Daily Tech Update, and you need to get the newsletter.
Kickhim.com.
Because miraculous things happen when you get both.
Ooh.
Miraculous things. I mean, look at your little daughter.
Yes.
I mean, she can read. She's entering medical.
She just started her own newsletter. She already has 6,000 subscribers.
Nice. Love that.
Excellent. And make sure that you also leave us a great 5-star review and use the word simp. And, you know, and make sure that your little name, make sure that your name is in there somewhere. So this way we can acknowledge who you are. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Give us a great 5-star review. And we'll see you next time.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.